This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Here we are. We are on the cusp of September. And if you're Robbie Dillmore and you're on the cusp of September, you're getting excited about some stuff. I mean, really excited about
all
some
right.
stuff, because there's stuff that only happens in September if you happen to live in this area. And one of those things that we are always so excited about in this area, especially with the Truth Network, is the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. It's coming up two Saturdays from now, September 14th through 15th. It's going to be both days, but as you might know, we are always there live. We'll be live on that Saturday with Kingdom Pursuits and Christian Car Guy. And today, for the first time ever in the True Studios, to my knowledge, we actually have Salim with us. And Salim, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. I know you're excited.
Thank you, Robbie. I'm very excited to be here and share with you and the listeners about our festival.
Yeah, it's dancing, it's fellowship, it's so much, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the show. But also, we're on the cusp of September, which means that there's some really amazing banquets coming up, one of which is the Salem Pregnancy Benefit Dinner. And it's got a really neat speaker, Mike Slater, who's going to be with us, but we have Kimberly Jorgensen with us today. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so, what's your role with Salem Pregnancy?
I am the executive director at Salem Pregnancy.
Are you really?
Yes, I've been the executive director for about a year now, but I was involved for about 5 years before that on the board.
So isn't it amazing how God gives you a bit of an adventure, right? That he asks you to come on to join Salem Pregnancy, and then he keeps up in the ante.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Salim, you know, being on the radio was not something you were like laying awake at night going, I hope I could go be on the radio.
No, not me. I shared with you before, I'm not a radio person, no.
But you have such a face for radio. You can see that immediately. You know, it's right there. So you started out, and then did you ever dream that someday you would be the executive director?
Oh, no, definitely not. I actually worked in international affairs for a number of years. I never thought I would work in pregnancy center movement, but God had different plans.
Well, I understand that international affairs lead to pregnancy a lot of times. It's just, but anyway, speaking of speaking, you know, I do stuff, crazy stuff like that. I don't know if you've heard this, Liam, but I heard Einstein got along, you know, really well with his parents. Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Now you gotta think about it. Okay. And you may have heard that length times width times height, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Right. It speaks. And he who talks with his mouth full is speaking in jest.
Wow.
You got to think. Well, you can't just sit here and not, you know, the stuff that'll come to you. And a man's home is his castle in a manner of speaking. Just saying.
Sure. Amazing. Now,
yeah. You're wondering how we got through that and we survived with these wonderful, wonderful humor that you only get here on Kingdom Pursuits. But anyway, you knew at the end of those shenanigans, I'd actually have a riddle, a Bible riddle that you could call in and win today. So there were two, and no, even though you know the answer, Pastor,
yeah,
we don't want you jumping in and ruin it for people.
Okay. I won't.
So there were two animals who spoke in the Bible. Did you know that? There were two different animals that spoke in the Bible, and I'm going to tell you that one of them sort of made a donkey of himself. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's the other one I'm interested in. What? The other animal, you could say that animal just, he rattled humanity. I'm telling you. And if you know the answer to that, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
We actually have two sets of tickets to give away today, Robbie. We have Speak Up at the Salem Pregnancy Care Center presents this Thursday, September 12th at the Benton Convention Center. And we also have four tickets to see Wake Forest football as they take on North Carolina Tar Heels on September 13th at the BB&T Field.
There you go. You got Wake Forest tickets and you get to go to the Salem Pregnancy Banquet Speak Up with Mike Slater. And that's coming up September 12th. That's a Thursday.
It is.
It is a Thursday. And, you know, we are also going to throw in free tickets. Just we mentioned the football game. We mentioned the banquet. But we're going to give you free tickets to come play your musical instrument at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. You can actually, there's no tickets needed. You just pull up and park, right, Sleem? And you get to come. You get to dance. Now, I don't know if you've ever danced in the circle like in a traditional Middle Eastern, you know, if you go to the Greek festival, which I like the Greek festival, but they don't actually involve you in the dancing, right? Here, if you go to the Middle Eastern Christian
you
festival,
you can be in the center.
If you want to dance, let me tell you, they will be next thing you know, and they will show you that how many steps? It seems like it's like five different things that you.
That's true. We keep it simple though for people so that they can get to it right away.
Yeah, and then there's the, I mean, it's getting to be lunchtime, and so I can kind of smell that kebab. It's going to be cooking over an open fire, and they have these kebabs that's one of the highlights of, but you've got all this other stuff. They're like long meatballs. What are those called?
We call them kafta.
Kafta.
Yes.
Oh, the kafta. They're like
ground beef and spices and parsley and vegetables and.
Yeah,
they are tasty though.
But here's the real deal. I'm telling you that the food is in my opinion actually better than the Greek festival. I would rather eat, and I'm being completely sincere in that. And I love the Greek food. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying if you gave me the two plates, here's my plate of Greek, and here's my plate of the food from the Middle Eastern, because the kofta, it gets me every time, and the kebab. Okay.
Yeah, so, and the chicken. Don't forget the chicken on the steak.
I'm not forgetting the chicken. I think the Greeks may have you in the dessert category, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back, so you have the food and you have the, but what the real deal is to bring your family out and get to see people from Jordan, people from Israel, people from Iraq, Iran, Egypt, all sitting down, all loving each other. What the heck? I mean,
yes, that's true. You see, in the Middle East, all these people are killing each other, hating each other. But here we join under the banner of Christ, and that's where our peace comes from. Because we have something, you know, the Lord unite us in one cause and under his wings and his lordship. And a love that we receive from the Lord, we extend to each other. And we want to extend that to the community also.
And it's absolutely beautiful because they actually identify themselves with different booths, so to speak, where, you know, there's the people from Egypt and here's this, so that you can go visit this people group. Their customs are different from the people in Egypt, and you can kind of get a feel of that. And they have all sorts of neat things that go along. We're going to go back to a lot of that. But meanwhile, over at Salem Pregnancy.
Yes.
Yes. It's a completely different world, right?
It is. It is a completely different world.
And when you go to work in the morning, what's on your heart? I'm curious, Kimberly. Like, if you're the executive director and now you're walking in, wow, what has God got you thinking about?
Well, you know, I have to say whatever I'm starting to think about in the beginning of the day is often not what I think about at the end. But because God always, I mean, God is doing amazing things at Salem Pregnancy. And I, like, every day I just get reminded that God is still a God of miracles and that God still works in small ways and big ways. And so, I don't know, like sometimes in the morning, I've got two young kids. So in the morning, honestly, my thoughts are a little bit different than when I leave the office. But it's amazing to just be there day in and day out.
All right, so we're gonna hear miracle stories, more of Sleem. And you know, I haven't just shocked that no one has called in with me. With all these gifts that we're giving away, 866-348-7884. Which animal just simply rattled humanity? 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion. And boy, we got poster children for that today and uses it to build the kingdom. And I am so excited about having with me my good friend Salim. We've never gotten him on the radio much. I always do the show out there, never get Salim on the radio. But I have him as a captive audience. Not a CAFTA audience, yeah. But a CAPTA audience. The Middle Eastern Christian Festival, where we are really, I am so pumped about, is coming up September 14th or the 15th in Kernersville. It's on Wicker Road. It's really, really easy to find. Of course, that's at their Facebook page. It's also at kingdompursuits.com. If you just want to figure out where that is, it's going to be going on the 14th and 15th. And we have also with us Kimberly Jorgensen, who is the executive director, I understand, of the Salem Pregnancy Center here in Winston-Salem with their Speak Up event, which is happening September 12th at the Benton Convention Center. Their registration closes September 8th, so you need to go register now. Again, you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and do that, or you can just actually put, you know, Salem Pregnancy Banquet, and it'll Google you're all the way up there. But right now, I am most excited, Salim, because Valerie has riddled my riddle. And all Valerie, you are on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So
it took me a while. I squeezed my brain.
Which was the other animal that really rattled humanity?
The serpent in the garden.
Oh, that was a snaky thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So how cool you get all these tickets and all this stuff. Valerie, I'm so grateful that you listened today.
Yes, so am I.
You know, why do you think, I mean, since, you know, I've got Kimberly here and I've got you, and then both of you can, why did she listen? Why did Eve listen to that serpent? I mean, you know, I've never, it just seems like, wow.
I think because we can have all the blessings in the world and still not be satisfied. And covetousness is in the heart of women, especially more than men.
Thank you for that.
Where we see girls prettier than us.
Just kidding.
But we see women prettier than us, and society creates covetousness too. I mean, Martha Stewart, you know, has the perfect table setting, and women can covet. And I think that was the root sin of Eve. She just wasn't satisfied with all that she had.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating that Satan was the most beautiful, but he went after, when God made woman, he made something even more beautiful. And like he couldn't deal with that. And so now, as you guys are redeemed and we're all redeemed, we can be more beautiful than ever. And so thank you, Valerie. God bless you. I appreciate you answering our riddle today. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. We look forward to all the treats.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the Mediterranean Festival.
Oh, believe me. Yes, I'm telling you. If you can make it up there to Kernersville, it will be an absolute blast. We're going to be out there with you. We'd love to meet you. So please.
Great.
Come. God bless you, Valerie. All right. Well, I'm excited that we got that. Now, I had a chance to talk to Kimberly a little bit during the break, and I found out Kimberly's actually a lawyer.
Yes.
And so if you thought Christian car guy was a oxymoron.
Uh-oh. Hey. There's a few of us out there.
Yeah, all right.
No, I'm just kidding. I think it's more than fascinating. It really is that God begins to train us in what he's going to gift us, be able to do good works that we're prepared in advance. And so, wow, I mean, clearly for you to go through law school and all that you studied in international law and family law, and here you are now at this place where the law is really where the battlefield is.
Right, it is. I mean, I never would have expected where I ended up. I mean, but I know that God has placed me at Salem Pregnancy at this time on purpose and that it was God's plan. It certainly would never have been mine. And that's not in a negative way. It's just not what I had expected. You know, I had my plan set out when I was in high school. I don't know if y'all did that, but when I was in high school, I knew that I was going to join the Foreign Service and that I was going to travel, and that's what I was going to do. I never actually even applied for the Foreign Service, but I did work for the U.S. Department of State. I have my master's degree in international politics. But I was there at the State Department for 4 years, and it was a wonderful 4 years, and I loved my time there. I never regretted that decision, and I thought God placed me there. But then we moved to North Carolina to start a family, and Salim may disagree, but there's not as much international politics happening in Winston-Salem as there is in D.C. So that wasn't really the next path. And so I started trying to kind of break into that legal market and use my legal skills. And so I worked in family law and in estate planning. And somehow all of those skills and all of those things that I worked on and did were the perfect fit for Salem Pregnancy Care Center. And that's where I'm at now. And it couldn't be more clear that that is where I'm supposed to be.
So, you know, I'm more than curious. I mean, just, what a cool story. And they always are, you know, when you really see what God's been preparing us for. But I imagine that you see situations all the time where, oh my goodness, you know, the law is so helpful to what you're actually in the midst of there at Salem Pregnancy. Can you give an example of that?
Sure. I mean, I think that right now it's just with all the laws, I mean, they're just changing constantly right now within the pro-life movement and with abortion laws and everything else that's going on. People, sometimes they're worried about the legal situations as to why they're choosing what they're choosing, life or abortion. And so it's coming up every day in different ways. Like we've got contract law and you've got constitutional law and you've got women's reproductive laws. I mean, you've got all of these things and they're all just simmering. And so it's just there. And now I'm not working there as an attorney and
Right. You're not practicing law.
Right. I'm not practicing, but understanding the background is definitely very helpful just to make sure that we navigate it well, because it's just a torrent of everything that's happening from politics to legal issues to just societal changes.
So, you know, it's kind of cool. I don't plan my guests often. You know, they kind of happen within, you know, I worked on Salim because I was excited about this. And then I get an expert on international law that just happens to be on with my
Middle Eastern cousin. I don't know about an expert.
Well, a lot more of an expert than me. So I, you know. But as you look out across that part of your horizon, and your experience there with international, I know, Salim, in your case, you're from Lebanon, right?
Yes.
And so international laws are really, really affecting your life like every day, your friends, your family.
Oh, yes. There are a lot of things that goes on in the world affect the Lebanon and the Middle East, and even I still have family there. Their life get affected. In fact, Lebanon is in the midst of struggles of international countries or political systems against each other, and Lebanon is the ground for that battle, that struggle.
Right, and so that's something that, you know, I find fascinating. What was there something that attracted you to that part of the law when you were involved in it?
Well, so actually, I didn't practice law for that either. I got my law degree as a step up from my politics degree. So I worked in human rights and religious freedom. So I know. So that's what I did at the State Department for 4 years. Was in the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. And because as cliche as it sounds, I've always wanted to make the world a better place. And I know it's such a cliche term and overused, but that is what I wanted to do and what I set out to do. And I think that I do it every
day. Oh, that's fascinating. So if somebody, you're working in the State Department of the United States of America with religious freedom.
Yes.
So would that affect somebody that was in Lebanon that actually came into our consulate or whatever under a religious freedom? Was that something that you guys would then try to help them?
Yes.
How did that work?
This has been a long time ago for me now, so I'm trying to remember exactly. I mean, we created the Religious Freedom Report every year. It's something that's still available that you can read, and that talked about the situation in every country, including in Lebanon and all of the Middle East. And I was actually there during Arab Spring. Mostly, you know, if somebody came into the consulate, they were, I don't want to misspeak because I just don't remember, honestly, but I mean, a lot of times it would be like an American citizen or someone connected with the U.S. in some way going into the consulate, and we would make sure that they were safe. And then we called out in certain countries the atrocities that were happening. And that was kind of what the office that I worked for was more of a office to call out the things that were happening. And it was other offices that worked on the other side of it. So it was very siloed.
Did you call those out like
we called those out through the reports.
Through the reports to Congress? Or who did you?
Those were reports to Congress. They were publicly available. You can still find them in the State Department website, and they're read by scholars and such, because they use indicators to show like how the situation is changing. So they're used in social sciences and by Congress to make decisions.
Go ahead, Slim.
Well, I heard of cases where converts that converted to Christianity and sought refuge at Western refugees, Western embassies in Lebanon, where local employees did not employed by the embassy.
We're going to get back to that. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Plus, we have David in Colfax calling in. He's been to your festival, and he's excited about it.
Yes, come on.
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us Salim with the Middle Eastern Christian Festival coming up September in just a couple weeks, 14th and 15th on Wicker Road in Kernersville. It's going to be live. It's going to be exciting. And we have Kimberly Jorgensen with the Salem Pregnancy Center here in Winston-Salem. Their benefit dinner, Speak Up, is coming September 12th. Which is a Thursday. It's going to be at the Benton Convention Center, and their registration closes on the 8th. So we need to get you registered if you want to attend that event. And right now I got David in Colfax, who's been hanging on the line. He wants to talk about the festival. David, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excited. Aren't you excited about getting some kofta and some some hummus and some kebab, and it's going to be a blast.
Yes. I was there 2 years ago, and I went there hearing it on the air, and I thought, well, I'm going to ride over there and see. And so I got to meet Salim, and I got to meet you, and James Banks was there, and y'all prayed for my wife who has Alzheimer's.
Yes, I remember you.
And it was a wonderful experience. I think I got to talk to Salim. Later, I called him and told what a wonderful thing God did for my wife, that she was losing weight and she was coughing her food or having reflux. Well, I wanted you to know the day that y'all prayed for her, she has ceased to do that completely.
Wow.
And she
really?
Gained all her weight back.
Amen.
She's a whole 106 pounds now. But when I went there to the festival, I thought about, you know, Mid-Eastern people. I had not been around Mid-Eastern people, and usually the only thing I see on the news is tourists, and I get that feeling, you know, when you see someone from that area. But when I got there, I had the shock of my life that I seen people who loved Jesus and loved me and Amen. Showed me such kindness while I was there. And it provided me with so much more than what I knew about Mideastern people, that Jesus can make a difference in our lives and unite us together. So, and the food there was delicious, and the singing.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for sharing.
It was great. I was so excited because last year I don't think you had it, and this year, hearing now that you're going to do it again, I'm hoping, Lord willing, to be there again.
Amen.
I will look forward to seeing you.
Me too.
And I, that story about your wife just kind of takes my breath and think, you know, how many things, David, like that are we going to find out in heaven that we prayed for and had no idea what God did? You know, that is just more than cool that he gets the glory for stuff like that. But I am just really, you know, touched by that, by your phone call. I'm just blessed out of my socks. So thank you, my friend.
And I'm very thankful for you, David, for sharing, because that brings, you know, joy to our hearts to hear your side of the story and your experience. And I could never say it better than what you just said about the festival and the benefit of just being there in the community, sharing the love of Christ with our local community.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Have a great afternoon. We'll look forward to seeing you. So, Kimberly, you know, I find this absolutely mind-boggling that I really do. I mean, David's prayer being answered, and I think about the prayers that are going up at Salem Pregnancy all the time. You're coming across mothers that are in this crisis. And this is life and death. I mean, this is life and death.
Yeah.
And for such a time as this, there you are. And you're the one putting your arm around that mother and praying, I would imagine, or you're praying with that staff person that is praying with that mother. And you see stories like that where God intervenes. Can you share something that you've seen lately?
Yeah. So I was reviewing some of the stories before I came on the show, because we have a small group of our moms who are willing to let their stories be shared. And what really kind of spoke to me was we've got kind of a typical situation where a woman comes into the center and she finds out that she is pregnant. In the past, she's done drugs and alcohol. Some of them have even been in jail. And she may have had an abortion in the past even, and felt like her world was over and that she had to have the abortion. That's you can't see that that's really a air quotes thing, but that's what society has told her. She had to. But then she finds out she gets pregnant again. And she's still doing some of these things and realizing that her life is over, and or so she thinks, and because she doesn't want to do that again, but she still feels like she has to. So she comes into our center because she wants to know if she's really pregnant, because she doesn't believe the test. So many people, they don't believe the test. 45% of pregnancies are unplanned. And so this is not something that she thought was happening again. It couldn't happen to her again. And so she comes into our center, and what we see sometimes, those moms, when they choose life for their baby, they also choose life for themselves. And so it's not just one life, it's two lives that are changed. And in looking back, I found we only have a small percentage of stories that allow us to share them, but I found four stories that were almost exactly like that, and that they are now clean and sober, because they nothing else could make them change their path but this baby and this life. And in one of those stories, then the father became a Christian, and so there's another life saved. So in that story, there's three lives saved by this one mom's decision to come into a center that she knows nothing about, because she thinks there might be a better answer, and found it, and found help, and found hope, and found truth, and was empowered by that, and changed not only her life, not only her baby's life, not only her father's life, but generations to follow. Because now that baby, you don't know who that baby is going to be and who that baby is going to become.
It's just, you know, as I was listening, God gave me something I never had thought about, but I was just thinking about it. I went to see Overcomer last night.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that movie.
I have not.
But I can just tell you that, wow, like, wow.
Sure.
But in the movie Overcomer, there's a young lady who's, she didn't know her father was still alive because her grandmother was the one who raised her due to her father's participation in drugs and all these different things. And now he's a Christian. And as a result of the movie, which I won't spoil it for anybody, there's a whole lot of life. Let me just tell you that. And I was sitting there thinking, as you said, that there is no such thing as an unplanned pregnancy. And I don't mean that.
No, that's true. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I know what you're getting at there.
Where I'm getting at is that God
planned it.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you, I think about my own granddaughter. I think about her all the time. My daughter had her when she was 17. She was married, but I was not really thrilled about her getting married at the time. You know, what would my life be like without Lila? I mean, like, God knew exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of you guys being there for these people for such a time as this, and like you say, that life, that baby, turns around men and makes them men, mm-hmm. and turns around women and girls and makes them women.
Absolutely.
And in so many ways, you know, that brings life.
You know, Robbie, there may be in the minds of humans and people, some kids are unwanted, but in the eyes of God, there's no one.
No,
who is
not
unwanted.
Even. Yeah, there was definitely, it was a big plan. Mm-hmm. And it's happening right now.
Amen.
So we still have more Kingdom Pursuits to go. We haven't even talked to you about the musicians that we need for the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. So if you're a worship leader, listen up in the next section. You're going to want to hear this. God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and we do have poster children for that today. I just got to get Sleem back on at some point in time to get more of his story, which I heard a little bit at the break. We don't have time to get it all in here today, but also he is with the Middle Eastern Christian Festival, which is the next September 14th, 15th in Kernersville. You're just tuning in right now. It is the family event of family events. What an opportunity to meet these different cultures. It's like going on a mission trip to the Middle East right there in Kernersville. And all you got to do is show up on Wicker Road Saturday the 14th or go to church with them on the 15th. How fun would that be? And then enjoy the festival. And then Kimberly Jorgensen with Salem Pregnancy and their benefit dinner, Speak Up, is coming September 12th at the Benton Convention Center. Registration closes on the 8th. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But before we do that, I would say, Salim, we need some worship leaders, right? So if you're in a worship team somewhere and you want a gig, we have an opportunity for you, don't we, Salim?
Oh, yes. Come on over. Get in touch with me and we'll put you on the stage and work with you. Let us share the love of God in songs and gospel music, okay, to the community. Actually, the festival is not only for Middle Eastern Christians that come. It's for all people. We celebrate our heritage, Christian heritage with the community.
And so we're talking free kebab here, Salim.
Why not?
Free kofta. So if you're in a worship team and you don't have Saturday the 14th or 15th, they would love for you to come on, sing a couple songs. He just needs to coordinate that with you. You can go to their Facebook page, which is linked there at King of Pursuits, or just call me. Whatever you want to do, we'll get you hooked up with Sleem, because they really were hoping to get like four different worship teams out there besides their own worship teams that are going to be doing the dance stuff, because we want this to be an absolute festival. Now, moving over to our this banquet is a huge deal, because what you just heard Kimberly describe is only possible by the money that they raised through this this banquet, which your goal this year is like $200,000. So
it is. It's a huge goal for us. It's our largest goal ever, but we know we can do it. And it's so necessary. We've got services. We've got more services happening at our center. Our client numbers are up. We've got 25% more clients this year than we had last year. And our appointments are even more up. That means that people are coming back and they're getting impacted in a positive, long-term way. And we can't do that without funding. We are a nonprofit. All of our funds really come from the community. And so this is vitally important. And if you come to the benefit dinner, you'll learn a lot more about that. You'll learn a lot more stories that I didn't share here. You'll get a copy of our annual report so that you can really see exactly what we're doing. It is $75 a seat or $550 a table of eight to go to benefit, but it's worth it. It's going to be an evening just of entertainment and information and encouragement. And so it's well worth it, and it's going to be a really fun time too.
Yeah, and when you get to see God
show
up, I mean, because God has been protecting these children.
Absolutely.
And he uses us in whatever ways that we get in on it. And so, you know, what an opportunity to take your wife or, your whoever you might be connected to, or buy a table of take your company and say, I'm going to pray about this. You know, I feel God put it on my heart to make those kind of impact in people's lives, because it's the wife, I mean, it's the mother, but it's also the father of these children too that's greatly impacted.
Absolutely, and in fact, we're starting, part of the reason for that additional money is we're starting a men's initiative to reach out to the fathers too, because it's so important.
It is, absolutely. And I for one, am excited that it's like 10 minutes to, I mean, lunchtime. After talking about kofta and kebab and hummus and all this stuff and the music and the dancing, but you know, I have pictures of my granddaughter. I have pictures of my daughters. All, you know, they have different booths and they're set up so that they can dress up in the traditional Egyptian stuff.
Yes, we do. We have that booth that you can dress up in Middle Eastern clothes and take a photo for a souvenir.
That is cool.
or you can meet somebody who actually was born and raised in Jordan or born and raised in Egypt and get an idea of the Christian face of the Middle East. And it's a different face, and it's a different smile, honestly.
Well, so like they say, Christians,
you say
Christian
at first
faith.
It looks like these are terrorists, but no. When you see the smile and the love and the hug, actually, all of a sudden it's a different deal.
You could meet persons that really stood out their Christian faith.
Camille, you get a hug from Camille.
Oh yeah, you've that's been a hugged. Big hug.
You've been hugged, and their stories, and what God has done in their lives. I mean, all that stuff. Yeah, miracle story after miracle story is there, and waiting for your family, your kids, because they'll have. You guys have stuff, bouncy houses. It's meant to have families out there.
Oh yeah, it's very children friendly. A lot of activities for children that they could enjoy throughout the 2 days.
So, wow, what a couple opportunities. What a couple wonderful servants that have been with us today on Kingdom Pursuits. I would again urge you to go to kingdompursuits.com. There you can link up to go register for this wonderful event at Salem Pregnancy, or find out more about the Middle Eastern Christian event. Of course, I'll be there, so I would love to see you on the 14th or 15th. And you know, Stu, if you did not know, is very, very, very active in Salem Pregnancy Care Center, and I'm sure he is going to be there that night of the 12th, and so you get to meet him. So, thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits.
Stay tuned now for Encouraging Prayer with James Branks, followed by Masculine Journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock.